Good afternoon, Gilmore Group.
Yeah, is Art available?
I'm sorry, who?
Is Arthur available?
Arthur, I can check. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. I just wanted to follow up. I just received some information from him.
Sure, one moment.
Thank you.
Arthur Gilmore.
Hi, Arthur. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm filling in for Gabe. He had to take a leave of absence to deal with some family issues. So okay. I'm just taking over your file here. I just finished processing everything to get it over to underwriting. I saw that there was a balance with Can Capital. And I was just curious where you're at with that. Are you able to maybe provide the contract that I could get that to underwriting so I could get a better picture of what's going on with that?
I'm sorry. Tell me exactly what you need. I have $100,000 out with those guys.
Okay. Is it possible, or do you know what the balance is currently with them? I just want to give them the most up-to-date information so they can.
I think the balance is exactly $107,000.
$107,000. Okay. And is it a daily, or is it a weekly, or a monthly draw?
It's a daily. Weekday daily. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what that payment is daily, just so I can provide them with the best info possible?
It's right in those bank accounts.
$189,000.
Ruben and I have talked a number of times.
Okay.
As well as
Gabe.
And I was a little slow in getting all this information to him because I wasn't sure if I really wanted to do it, but I have decided I wanted to do it. So
okay.
It'd be great to hear back, Zach, from you guys, because I have a lot of people banging on my door for this, and I've decided now to go ahead and go get a little extra capital. We're going to go to more shows. We're going to do some business development right now. One of the reasons I went to you guys in the first place, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I've already got an equipment lease with you guys, and
I'm yes.
Sprucing up the office. We're doing some speaking engagements. PBS decided we were the number one in our field. They're doing a documentary on us. So I've got some things going on, and I want to be prepared, and as my partner said, we don't want to be in a position where we've got this growth. We've got a new contracts, master services agreements with a number of clients and prospects I really don't want to divulge, and we're not a merchant, we're not a store, we don't do anything on credit cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see all that with the numbers. So
okay.
Since I had already I'm certainly happy that you're filling in for Gabe, but I had kind of filled him in on all of this stuff previously, and all okay. the you'll see the numbers or Ruben or whoever would be underwriting. I imagine it would be Ruben because he was the one who called me and said, Arthur, if you want to go ahead and do this, he asked me about Can, and he said, the thing about Can, Zach, is if I say let's pay down Can with you guys,
right?
Aren't I then paying the double because I have to pay them the full amount no matter what?
Correct.
And it just seemed to us here that if we said okay, we're going to pay Can down the $107,000 and give you another $200,000, that's $300,000. Isn't that $100,000? I know. Kind of paying double interest on that. That's my only concern.
Somewhat. We could do something in second position. Would that be something better, or would you think that would put you in a better position if we were to try to do?
Well, can I have the two companies, and we don't have any. We don't have that capital loan out against. GG Media. GG Media does have a revolving credit line, which I've shared with the guys. But one of my things that I'm going to do, other than use this money for business development, is I do want to I do want to, as I talked to Ruben about the revolving credit line, I want to pay it down. I want to get rid of it. And part of my plan is to start taking that down. I mean, we have a good, strong second half of the year. Generally, the first half of the year is kind of, I won't say it's anything, but kind of flat. I mean, it's what it is. Yeah. You know, it's a couple, yeah, 250 a month. And then we start climbing back up and get into those $400,000 and $500,000 a month revenue streams.
Right.
So I think it's important that you guys kind of ask me the questions, because I don't want you trying to figure everything out on your own. Just ask me all the questions and
sure,
then try to figure something out. And Ruben wanted me to give you guys, pay, you know, Arthur, we'll give you the money to pay off Ken and we'll take a larger amount. But I really, what I need is, and I wrote this down, Zach, 200 is kind of like what I'd like to have.
Okay.
I would go to 250, and if you guys required me to get rid of Can and pay them off, I would do that as well. But then, you know, I don't want a payment that's too big. I've got the biggest payment that I would be looking at would be, you know, 10-ish a month.
Okay.
10,
okay.
10K a month.
And, you know what, I can, after we get off the phone, I can get with Ruben, and then, you know, I have all of Gabe's notes in front of me, but Ruben can actually fill me in on anything that I've missed,
yeah,
in the process.
And think about it in terms of, like, what do you think? I had a very good experience with you guys. You know, I generally been working with, you know, Bank of America, Santander, you know, my clients. Cap One is a client of ours. But I had a good experience with you guys on the equipment lease, and I want to move pretty quickly.
Okay.
So those are two important things. Not you know, desperado quickly, but I want to move pretty quickly and understand. I'd like you to come back and, you know, give me what you think is your, you know, the smartest and best deal we could put together.
Absolutely.
That doesn't break the bank, so to speak, as far as me having to pay back monthlies. If I'm not paying, if I pay back the Can capital, you know, I'm paying back completely. I borrowed $100,000. I'm paying it back 120, and that's not going to change.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, whatever it is, it is. And I told Ruben I'd be open to you, because you were good. I mean, you guys were good and you know, helping us with you know, setting up some new things for the office when they come in and do the TV show. So
sure, absolutely. You know, I will get with Ruben after this, and you know, I'm sure he has some insight for me as well. I have Gabe's actually a cell number, so I'm gonna probably give him a call when I get off work here and pick his brain a little bit as well, so I can just get up to speed with everything that's happening.
Yeah, we have a couple of we got a couple of things going on. We just want to put ourselves in a good place for what would be this new biz dev growth and making sure that we're covered on the cash flow issues, because I suppose you're very aware with a business like ours, you know, things move very quickly.
Right.
You know, they come in. If you look at our website, and by the way, Zach, I'd like you to look at our website.
Absolutely.
Give you some understanding about who we are.
What is that website address?
It's GilmoreGroup.com. www.GilmoreGroup.com.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll take a look at that as soon as I get off the
phone. And there's two websites related to it, as you will start to understand. We're Gilmore Group, and then we're GG Media, which is Gilmore Group Media.
Yeah, I noticed that when I started processing the bank statements.
Yeah, look at the bank statements, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is I made it clear to the other guys that I don't run the business separately and clearly separate that way. So when you look at GG Media, there's no money in that GG Media operating account. It just pays for, you know, talent that we buy and, of course, my salaried staff. So it doesn't really, you know, you never see any money in there really churning around.
Right.
You see small amounts of money, $30,000. Sometimes, you know, some payments will come in and they'll move to the operating account, which is the Gilmore Group operating account.
Gotcha.
And that's the account that, that has the larger funds.
Yeah, I you know, I noticed that immediately.
Yeah. It's kind of like, and so when I talked to you guys about that, it was like, well, we don't want to go with GG Media, but I'll put whatever money I need to put into. I hope you that makes sense to you, Zach. I
mean, yes.
You know, if we need to have, you know, an extra $12,000 or $15,000 in the GG Media operating account because you guys are pulling $10,000, $11,000 a month or better, $7,000, you know, $8,000 a month. Because when I do my spreadsheets right now, one last thing I wanted to tell you, I'm putting in a number, you know, in and around $8,000-$9,000.
Okay. Okay.
Just an FYI. You know, if it's it, yeah, I'm not looking at just the number. I'll be looking at, of course, the interest and rate, and you know, just so you know, it's not like I don't want to say that I wouldn't go back to Bank of America or to these you know, funding groups like Nationwide or whoever everybody writes me, you know, I just that they happen to be somebody that's sitting on, but I'd like to work in with you last time, and I think you guys are pretty good guys, so please look at it as like, you know, we could have a good partnership for ongoing, you know, which
exactly
would be.
You know what I was going to say is this: we've already have established a relationship, and you know, it's a good relationship, and you know, once you know, 40% of our business is return customers, so we really pride ourselves in treating our return customers, you know, as fairly and as justly as possible. So now that we do have that relationship established, it, you know, it does get easier for you. Rates will get better for you. So yeah, we would definitely want to continue to work with you and grow our relationship, you know, for years to come, hopefully.
Yeah. And Zach, I don't want to be forced into it, but if you give me a good enough deal and rate and the amount of money that I would have to pay on the monthly, the $100,000 could be included in that. That was one thing that I did share with Ruben that I thought that he felt that it would be that he kind of wanted. And then when I talked to my partners, they were all like, you know, worried about the higher amount of interest that we'd be paying. I'm more like, you know, when I do the math, it's you know, I look at whole numbers. I don't just look at interest rates. I look at like what the. Okay, you follow? Okay, just as long as you understand how I look at things and how I run the business. And do understand. Last time I'll say this, and this third time I'm saying it. I don't run those businesses as probably I should, which is separating them with a hard line until you till tax time, and then and you'll see that it's same every year. Now, one thing I did include because. GG Media is owned 100% by me. That's going to be on a personal tax return, and my personal tax return's not done. I just called them today and I said, you know, do you have that number? What I did is I put in the, you know, the statement that that my accountant does, and I put in the page that includes. I think 2014 was $1 million, and 2015, 1.2, and then the Gilmore Group is 2.7, 2.5, and those numbers are down a little bit from the past, and that's why I'm kind of gung ho on the biz dev,
because
I fired the old man in the marketing department to get back over. Because I'm the best development guy there is. I got married, so I took, you know, a little time. But now I'm getting back into this. So.
Well, congratulations. Is that a recent marriage?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm in the process of getting engaged here. So starting to get those good butterflies and all that, the nervousness.
Yeah. Well, guys, Zach, let me know what you guys can do. Don't hesitate to call. And let me know, you know, if you say, look, you know, I know because the guy's already told me, look, we can do X number of dollars more than what you're, the 200 is kind of like what I, kind of my kind of minimum what I'd like to have. I'll go for more, and if we have to include Canned Capital, then I just don't want to see a payment over 12 grand, I guess, per month. That would be like too much.
I will make note of that specifically.
Right.
If we could get you upwards of 3, would you be receptive to that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm receptive right now to more money over a little longer term. So more money, but I don't want to be squoze into a big number per month, a bigger number than what I have on
available.
My spreadsheets and what I'm thinking I'm comfortable with. That's all.
I understand.
You know, I want to be comfortable with all my numbers. I'm a belt and suspenders kind of guy, and
I understand.
I just want to make sure, it's the right kind of amount of money, and then the right relationship. And I know, what we can take care of with regard to how much revenue. We've been in business a long time, so we're solid. And look at the website. Make sure you look at both. It's not just Gilmore Group. It's GG Media. They're separate sites, that you can click on. But give you a feel for who we are.
Sure. And Arthur, my thought is this: I'm gonna try to get you several approvals so we can see, which one would be the best fit for you. So there's not just one thing. And then
that's a smart idea. That's the right kind of thing to do. And then we can see, and I can then judge on what I think is best for my company.
Right. We can just kind of work our way backwards from there.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate your time today. It was a pleasure to meet you and speak with you. And, I'll just keep the ball rolling, and we'll see what we can do for you.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.